Hello, my friend. This is Clyde. Get in the game today. These are exciting days in the life of the Church of Jesus Christ. For one, we have so many denominations in existence that it has become like a raffle to decide which church to settle down in. There are the traditional churches, the ones your families have been attending for as far back as you can recall. Then there are those who distinguish themselves with such issues as the day to worship, whose name you are baptized in, you have to be baptized in order to get to heaven. And then there are the newer ones that outdo each other with technology and Hollywood type features. And what is it that churches are about again? Oh, they really are about winning souls for Jesus. Well, at least some of them. Others are okay if their numbers only grow when some folks find fault with their home church and they walk into the door of the other church and they are happy that their numbers are climbing and before long they are called a mega church. A rather awkward name if you ask me. We are so divided that church has become like an alphabet soup on Sunday morning or Friday morning in some countries because everyone believes that they have got the right message and the light. But let us go back to the matter of people getting saved. This is what the Bible says about being saved. If you declare with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you profess your faith and are saved. Romans 10 verses 9 and 10. It could not get any easier, but it is easy backed up by sincerity. You have to believe in your heart that Jesus is Lord, and at that point you are justified or set free. Then you have to profess your faith by speaking it, and then you are saved. And listen, God does not discriminate. There is no one standard for Jews and the other standard for non-Jews. So, can I say it in Bible jargon? Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Romans 10 and verse 13. Now we have a big question to ask. How does someone get to the place where they will know that it is time to get saved and how? Scriptures again. Yes, we find answers in the scriptures. How then can they call on the one they have not believed in? And how can they believe in the one of whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them? And how can anyone preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. Romans 10 verses 14 and 15. So let us start from the top question and try to make sense of all of this. First, folks need to believe in something or someone before they can call on that person. Many people are unable to come to Jesus because they don't believe in Jesus. It makes sense that if someone doesn't believe there is a Christ, then that person cannot be praying to Jesus unless they believe that he exists. How can they believe in someone they have never heard about before? Jesus wants people to believe on him so that they will not perish but have everlasting life. Someone has to take the responsibility to speak the gospel so that ordinary men and women, regular folk who have never heard the gospel, can hear the gospel in clear language and they can decide to be saved because they have heard a clear explanation of who Jesus is. We should find a way to tell them and keep on telling them until they believe. Number three, how do we expect the unsaved person to get saved and no one has preached to them? Come on, someone has to preach the gospel in and out of season so that they can no longer use the excuse that all the Christians around town have stopped talking about Jesus. Come on, do something about it. And lastly, how can someone preach to the people when you were not sent? In other words, by whose authority are you preaching the gospel? Simple. I believe Jesus called me to preach the gospel, and I am going to preach the gospel despite any opposition. In other words, people will get saved if they believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. And in order for them to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, then we need to get them to hear the sounds of the gospel. And they will hear the sounds of the gospel when someone preaches the gospel in formal or informal ways. And finally, the ones who preach the gospel, they have to have been sent by Jesus. My friend, that is why you are here as a Christian. Every one of us has a special assignment to tell good news to the world. Seriously, we talk about people not getting saved, and who's responsible for that? Maybe they stopped believing in Jesus a long time ago because of their education or influence or indoctrination, but you and I should be ready to share Jesus with those who don't believe in him. And one of the most effective ways of telling the gospel is to tell your own salvation story of how you came to find Jesus. Be willing to become a preacher, and that doesn't always mean those who are preachers. You and I preach the gospel by the way we live, and this gospel calls for us to be holy, righteous, to be light in a dark world. Those are some powerful sermons. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. Matthew 5 and verse 16. And finally, can you tell when you became aware that Jesus has sent you out into the world? Your world with one request. Tell them about Jesus. My friend, today is the day. Get in the game.